This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy day! Happy day! Happy day! No, it's not a birthday. Oh, no. Now with birthdays, oh, Lord have mercy. That's kind of depressing. I'm not going to tell you guys when my next birthday is because, you know, I'm just getting closer to the big 5-0. I still got a ways off, but no. Happy day because, I just published my second book. Yay! Published my second book. I'm so happy. And I gotta give you guys some advice. There's a lot you guys can do that you're not doing. But let me just quickly tell you what my second book is. Okay? You know how I teach medical Spanish? Well, what I decided was when I was a medical student, this was before iPhones and Google Translate and all that, I had this little baby computerized thing that I would have to type in and stop and look up a word. And so I decided to make a little pocket guide where those words are really easy to find. Little Spanish dictionary, so you can look up the words super fast, faster than typing it out or trying to Hey Siri me, you know? And so I made this little pocket guide. I'm selling it on Amazon. It's called, you know, Medical Spanish for the Healthcare Professional. Yay! Oh, Siri's here. Oh, Siri, go away. Yeah, Siri here. Yeah, see, the phones are always listening. I just say Siri, and the phone's across the studio, and she's like, huh, what? What can I help you with? Okay, you can quit sounding sexy, because my husband loves you. So, back to the book. So it's a medical Spanish pocket guide. So for any of you who are healthcare workers, right, that need some quick reference or want to learn some basic Spanish, this teaches you some real basic Spanish. Really cool. How to greet somebody, how to talk to somebody, how to find out if anything's wrong. It's pretty damn cool. And not too expensive, so definitely check it out. So I'm really excited. Okay, so why like two books in 1 month? Well, this still isn't my fiction book. My fiction book is going to take me years to write, and I can't really tell you about it because I expect it to be a movie one day, and I don't know who's going to play me. Lady Gaga could play me, it's just I don't know if she's as good a singer. Okay, she could sing. I know she can sing. I'm saying I sing better than her. You see? See? Yeah. Could telephone in the... See? I told you I could sing better than her. Yeah? Okay. Rama, Allah, Rama. Okay, see, that's why. So she's not as good a singer as me, which is why she may not be able to play me in the movie. Leave me alone. But, my fiction book, that's gonna be really exciting. It's bad. It's a really deep, very sexy story. It's really cool. It's cool. It's just, I gotta get it done. But, I've done 2 study guides. Now, why would I do a study guide? Am I trying to make money on it? Am I going to get rich? No, I'm not doing it to get rich. One is, I put a lot of thought and effort into teaching doctors and students for years. And I'm like, why don't I have some ownership to it? If for years I've been teaching people the column method, then I better put the column method, copyright that sucker, and get into a book. If I've been teaching people easy ways to do medical Spanish, then I better put it in a book. So it's an ownership of your idea, okay? And many of you guys could do that, and it doesn't cost hardly anything to do. It doesn't cost that much money to make a book. The other thing is I am now in the mode of getting poop done. Oh, I can't say the word poop, okay? My hashtag now is getting blank done. And I'm getting poop done because I'm tired of putting it off. My mother and I have been working on a dating guidebook. this book has been now floating around our email, and now I'm going to start using Google Docs, for about a year. We need to get this done. Just get it done. And so, you know, life is too short. We are going to have another birthday come up. All of us, God willing. Better than the alternative, and we want another birthday. But, you know, if you wanted to write a book or if you wanted to do something, get it done. Now, here's another thing. So a friend of mine had called in between jobs. And gorgeous woman, older, and in between jobs, and, you know, was coming up with certain ideas. And the advice I gave her is not only are those ideas good, but also go outside your wheelhouse. So the big problem a lot of us have, and I am a perfect example of this, okay? I'm a doctor, so I should be doctoring, and I do doctor. I give you guys medical care, I teach, I do telemedicine, I see patients every now and then, so I do doctor. But I could do a hell of a lot more than just doctor. I could write books. I could sing. You guys have heard my singing. I know. See? That Grammy. I can teach. I can public speak. And so a lot of you guys are in between jobs or you're worried about being displaced by automation. You know, and you tell yourselves, well, look, I'm not an author or I'm not an illustrator or I'm not a podcaster or I'm not an entertainer. How the hell do you know you're not an entertainer? How the hell do you know that you're not an author? So find somebody else to do the literary piece of it. Or write a book that, you know, your unorthodox authored book. And write a book plain as can be. You know, my Christmas album is called An Off-Key Christmas. Because sometimes I sing off-key. That's okay. So what? Dabble in this, dabble in that. Something is going to hit. Something is, but now, you know, maybe nobody's going to like the book, you know, maybe not that many people are going to buy it. I don't care, but I did it. I could say I'm an author. Now, some of you will say, well, yeah, but the average book has to be 1,000 pages. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be 1,000 pages. If you think there's something and it works great being short and sweet, kids books can be 10 pages long. Then do that. But if there is anything you have some interest in, the funny thing is sometimes you just don't know. See, I've never liked writing or my English classes or literary classes. English was not my best subject. But for some reason, I could write. Who knew? So do little bits here and there and something's going to click. But do. Get off your butt. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often in Amazon. On top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So General Mills is now recalling flour over salmonella concerns. Now, remember we just had that issue a few months back with, it wasn't Sugar Smacks, it was, I think, Honey Smacks, right? And many people were scratching their heads going, wait a second. So you could get salmonella not from eggs and chicken? Yeah, absolutely. Salmonella could grow on anything. So apparently a lot of dried snacks and cookies had to be recalled, as well as cereal a few months back, because of salmonella concerns. So now General Mill has issued a national recall for unbleached flour. The company said the recall affects only gold medal unbleached flour with a use-by date of April 20th, 2020, and is being issued out of an abundance of caution. So just because something's gold medal, I you know, poor bronze medalists and silver medalists. You know, you never see a product go bronze medal. Well, I'd buy a bronze medal. I still think a bronze medal's good. I remember when I ran track. Oh, it was a field day. Never mind, I could run track. But it was field day. And I remember I got 10th place. It was a light pink, baby pink ribbon. That 10th place ribbon, I was so proud of. I still have it somewhere, I think. Yeah? Why would you buy a 10th place flower? No. It's all about the first place. Makes no sense. Anyway, they say food safety is our top priority. And though we have not had any confirmed illnesses, we are voluntarily recalling the specific lot of gold medal unbleached flour to prevent potential illnesses. That's Jim Murphy, president of General Mills Meals and Baking Division. This recall does not involve any other flour products, and we are continuing to educate consumers that flour is not a ready-to-eat ingredient. Anything you make with flour must be cooked or baked before eating. Yeah, you can't eat raw cookie dough. People think it's just an egg. No, it's not just an egg. It's raw dough. The company said it has not had any reports of adverse reactions to the recall, but instructs consumers to check their pantries. Now, as you know, salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps 12 to 72 hours after being exposed to the bacteria. It typically lasts 4 to 7 days. Patients are able to recover without medical intervention. However, sometimes you do have to be hospitalized. Salmonella infection can be serious. Sometimes we do need to give you antibiotics. It could spread from the intestines to the bloodstream. And you are more at risk if you're younger than 5 years old or older than 65 or if you're immunocompromised. So you definitely need to be careful with that. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fox News is reporting that there's a blogger who says she was left paralyzed after contracting an infection while finding a stray cat. Now, you know how many times I've been in Mexico or in Hawaii or wherever, and a little kitty cat comes up to me? I'm going to play with the kitty cat. I'm going to be like, oh, look at the cat thing. Look at the cat. We need to rub tummy because it's the kitty cat thing. Well, unfortunately, a 24-year-old woman said she was never going to touch a stray cat again. Apparently, she was in Portugal, and now she's paralyzed because of a rare bacteria. Gemma Birch of the UK said her trouble began back in 2014. She started vomiting and feeling faint. So she was interviewed by MDW Features, and when she came back home, she went to Southport Hospital because she allegedly had Campylobacter in her stool. Now, Campylobacter is kind of an infection we get. It's not necessarily Montezuma's Revenge. I don't like using that term. But, you know, traveler's diarrhea type of thing. And it is linked to food poisoning, but it's also linked to raw, undercooked poultry, unpasteurized milk, and contaminated water. Now, Birch is a pescatarian. She eats fish. Doesn't eat any other meats, but she eats fish. Her doctors asked if she had any contact with stray animals, which obviously is maybe a link to the cat. Now, she had named the cat Katarina. Now, according to the World Health Organization, Campylobacter can live in both humans and animals, including poultry, cattle, pigs, sheep, ostriches, and pets. And Campylobacteriosis gets transmitted from humans to animals. So then she was in the hospital. She was on IV, was very dehydrated. She had, like, the worst food poisoning you could imagine. But it was infected from the cat. So she thinks the cat had rummaged through bins, and she picked up the infection that way. So she gets released from the hospital, but then this is what got her. She goes into Guillain-Barré. Now, this Guillain-Barré scares the hell out of us. That's where your immune system starts attacking your nerves. And food poisoning can trigger Guillain-Barré. So her nerves become infected, and now she has numbness, weakness, and paralysis. So then she couldn't feel the carpet beneath her legs. She felt nothing when she scratched him. She screamed for her dad. Her dad carried it to the car. She went straight to Southport's hospital. And while in the waiting area, she Googled food poisoning, numbness, weakening, and Guillain-Barré came up. Then the hospital, the doctors agreed, and the test proved that she had it. So she started to lose control of her bowels. She had to be hospitalized for 3 weeks. Then she moved to rehab, and she has had nerve damage. Now, I think she can walk now. It took her about 14 months, but she still has tingling sensations, numbness, and weakness. But this is some scary, scary stuff. So, you know, we were just talking about, in the last hour, this whole idea of Kleenex and sharing Kleenexes, right? You know, we're buying Kleenexes from this company, Viev, which I thought is not legal because it's a communicable disease. But you have no idea what you're going to get and what it could do to you. And so this is an example of why it's no bueno. Now, we're being told that toxic substances have been found in baby diapers in France, according to their government agency. So apparently there's a weed killer called glyphosate found in baby diapers. This is according to a study on Wednesday. Now, many people joke, what movie was it where somebody changed it? Was it Three Men and a Baby? Somebody changed a baby, and so they decided to use, I don't know if it was like Windex or like the cleaner and spray the baby's butt. I forget what movie that was. But, you know, in the old days, people make jokes about cleaning babies' poo-poo and potty, and their tushies are so sensitive. They got sensitive tushies. I love babies. Oh, I love babies so much. But the study found that there were substances including butylphenol, methylpropionol, and I can pronounce chemistry, used in beauty products and certain aromatic hydrocarbons as well as glyphosate. Now, apparently, these pose potential risks, and baby skin is very naive, very new. The French government says manufacturers and retailers should ensure that these substances are removed from diapers. So if this is going on in France, we better check our, right, you know, productions here, especially since we produce a lot of things in other countries. The agency said health risks should not be excluded. The current situation regarding how diapers were made should not pose current danger to babies. So they are now asking manufacturers to fix this. No immediate serious risk of health to the kids. But glyphosate is off patent, marketed worldwide by dozens of chemical groups. And I guess, you know, farmers use it. It's a pesticide. But the problem is there's remnants of it in a lot of products. So I'm not sure why pesticides are in babies' diapers. But maybe there's supposed to be some anti-micro. I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway, it's in there. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So an Ohio clinic, according to Fox News, finds breastfeeding to be more likely to occur if newborns wait on their first bath. Mommies might need to wait on their first bath. I don't know. My baby, I had to scrub his little tushy. He was stinky. I had to clean him. But, you know, I breastfed, but not as good as other moms. So the study, published this week in the Journal for Obstetrics, Gynecology, and Neonatal Nursing, found that delaying a newborn's first bath by about 12 hours was associated with increased in-hospital exclusive breastfeeding rates and use of human milk as part of the discharge feeding plan. So delay the bath by 12 hours. In other words, they say researchers found that delaying the bath by that amount of time increased the likelihood that breastfeeding would occur while mom and baby were still in the hospital. They said the delay increased the possibility that mom would continue to breastfeed. Now, I guess researchers with the Cleveland Clinic looked at 1,000 mothers and newborn couples. See, you're a couple with your baby. And 500 babies had like an immediate bath after birth. But they found that breastfeeding was higher if you waited. Now, I took my kid home and I cleaned him within the first day because I bought a baby bath. I'm like, I want to do bubble bath. And so, you know, I cleaned him up and all that. And then I, you know, but I don't know. Maybe it's because you still need that bacteria. Maybe babies still feel they're in the womb. I don't know. But interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Florida say the five murder victims in a bank shooting in Sebring, Florida yesterday were all women. Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland talks about the shooting.
Zeph and Alan Zaver knowingly and intentionally took the lives of five of our fellow community members, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, and our co-workers.
Xavier is expected to make his initial court appearance later today. With the partial government shutdown continuing, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, says it's time for Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with the Republicans.
I think everybody sees that there's a clear way out of this, but it involves Nancy Pelosi putting all of those personal differences on the side and doing what's best for the country and sitting down and negotiating with the president.
Lawmakers are set to vote on two bills today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's this ongoing debate of cat lovers versus dog lovers. And there's been some discussion that being a dog lover is healthier. I was actually in the KBC studios in Los Angeles yesterday, and I was with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips on the morning show. And Jillian had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and she is now fighting stage 2 to 3 breast cancer, going through chemo and radiation and stuff. Such strong woman. She's gorgeous. Just absolutely exquisite, and she is just an inspiration to us all. And I was talking about how dogs can find cancer. John Phillips had brought that up too. And how, you know, I did an article on this, how dogs are able to find cancer. And, you know, there's been stories of women who said their dog would jump up, lick their breast, and just be fixated on the breast. And Jillian's like, no, my dog would always keep kind of, pawing at one side. And that's where she ended up having the cancer. So I'm really blown away by this. And she's going to now kind of think back and you know, see if this was something that, you know, her dog was trying to tell her something. But I also have cats. You guys, I've always had cats, and I love cats. I'm not a cat person, per se, but between Shaky Boo, between Zashi, Snowball, Snappy, and Spider, I got a lot of cats. I know they all have S names. It's really hard for my lisp, but again, I'm trying to overcome my lisp. So, cat owners, dog owners, they say, depending on your pet preference, this may say a lot about your personality, your lifestyle, even your income. So, this is very interesting. They say, being a cat person, a dog person, this saga has gone on forever. And Mars Pet Care Survey of 1,000 dog owners and 1,000 cat owners is now providing proof as to the differences between cat and dog people. So, they say, according to the survey, dog owners tend to have a higher average income of $47,000. They say this is good because they also spend an estimated 33% more on clothes and accessories for their pets. Yeah, you can't dress up your cat. I've tried to dress up Shaky Boo. He gets so grumpy. You know, he's so grumpy. So he doesn't like it. The cats don't like it. But the dogs, during the Dallas game, I'm going to put a Dallas jacket on the dog. Even if he's a Bucks fan or a Skins fan, I don't care. I'm going to be dressing him up as a Cowboy. And Dallas Cowboys, they don't like it too much. They also say that dog owners spend 26% more on entertainment than cat owners. They say dog owners are able to handle the expenses and plan their spending because they are twice as likely to work in finance than cat owners. That's interesting. They say cat owners, however, are more creative than dog owners. Cat owners like documentaries, musicals, books, and gardening than dog people. Dog people prefer action movies, traveling, as well as running, yoga, and dancing. They say the difference in activity levels could be explained by the fact that 45% of dog owners, according to The Insider, said that their lives are improved through exercise with their pets. Yeah, because you run with the dog, you chase the dog, I run after the dog. I'm like, who did Pee-Pee House? And little Uzi's running around. I'm like, Uzi, where your tushy be? And then I go and I run. I'm like, oh, Uzi, ah! And then I tickle her tummy. I do. Can I do that with Shaky Boo or with Snappy? No, Snappy. Snappy goes, meow. Oh, Spider is horrible. She's like, meow. I can't do anything with the cats. With the dogs, I can roll around on the ground. I can fight. I can wrestle. I can tickle tummy. There's a lot more you can do. So you might be more fit. They say whether you are hitting your fitness goals thanks to a bit of a push from your dog or engaging in a little therapy talk with your cat, it's obvious that no matter what furry friend people you prefer, the benefits of pet ownership should not be overlooked. In fact, in both groups, over a fifth say they take their pets on vacation with them. A quarter of them say they don't mind a little begging for food because they actually eat meals with their pets as company. And a third buy their pets presents on holidays or birthdays. Yeah, I don't know all my cats' birthdays because a lot of them were rescue, but I do know Shaky Boo's birthday. Shaky Boo's birthday was August 18th. Or it's 14th. I think it's August 18th. No, I think it's 14th. Crap, I forget. Anyway. And Shaky Boo, I will, get a little tuna fish. You know, I get him a cupcake so I can eat the cupcake. And I put a hat on him and I sing happy birthday. He hates it. Dogs, oh, they love the attention. They're like, da-da-da-da-da, today is your birthday. And then they shake the little tushy. Dogs love it. So, but interesting, traveling with your pets, there's been a lot of criticism of people traveling with pets and these service animals. And I've seen it now. I mean, I'll go on a plane and there's like seven dogs, and I'm like, okay, really? I want to bring my dog too, But I get it. I mean, if I could bring my dog with me on a trip or my cat, you know, I just had to do a 24-hour turnaround in L.A., I really miss the pets. Yeah, I miss the cats and the dog, and I miss the kids, and I miss my husband, but I really miss the pets. And by the way, you know, the kids forgot to feed the cats when I was gone. You know, they FaceTime me, and they're like, "Hi, Mommy, we miss you." And I'm like, "Hi, how's everybody doing?" And, you know, I'm talking to them, and, you know, hearing about their day. And then, you know, I'm like, "Where are the cats?" And, you know, "Well, they're on the bed." And then they said, "Well, Shaky Boo just walked in." And I go, "Well, is he mad?" They go, "Yeah, how did you know?" I go, "Well, did you feed him?" "No." Who fed the cats? Nobody fed the cats that night. So they go to feed him. He's just yelling at them. Row! He's now barking orders. And my husband is working double time to open up the little meat cutlets and the pate for him and get it all ready. And he is just chewing his butt out. So, maybe I am a little bit of a cat person because I understand them, but I'd really rather be around a dog. So, in a nutshell, dogs make you feel healthier. They, you know, mean you probably make more money and all that. But, you know, here's the thing. I think dog owners and cat owners may have the study I want to see is, do they use less anti-anxiety medication? Are they on less antidepressants? Do they smoke less pot? And do they drink less alcohol? Because I tell you, having a dog or cat really, really helps make my day. And you know, there's the bring a pet to work day. Have you guys ever brought a pet to work? Oh my gosh, if I was an employer and I didn't work in a medical office, I would be like, "Okay, guys, it's bring your pet to work day." Meow! I think it would be, I would think it would be so much fun. Because, now, mind you, you don't really pay a lot of attention. You know, I've smuggled cats and dogs to work, you know, in different places of work I've had. And I love it. I love having them there, and I could see them, and I could smile at them. They don't like being there, but who cares? It's all about you, right? And it really does make the day. And so if you guys, you know, work in an environment where it really doesn't matter, you know, you can bring your kids to work. Bringing the kids to work is stressful. That's not fun. I do not like seeing my coworkers' kids. Because you feel like you have to stop because they stare at you. Other people's kids stare at me. They just stare. And I'm like, "Hi." And then I go back to work, you know. "Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm just working. What do you need?" Yeah, I mean, they just sit there and they stare at you. And I had Play-Doh on my desk, and somebody had come in and they wanted to play with my Play-Doh, so I had to get my, I didn't want to give my Play-Doh away, and I had to get my Play-Doh away. Are you kidding me? Don't be taking my Play-Doh. Leave that alone. Don't touch that. And so I end up getting really stressed when other kids are around. I love kids, but if I can't entertain them, you know? And that's the other thing too with babies. You know, I love baby talk, but other moms get really jealous if you go, "Hi, let me just give you a kissy on your tummy." But moms don't like you doing kissy on other baby's tummies. So just don't bring the kids, but bring the pets to work. Bring the pets, and don't bring the in-laws. For the love of the Lord, please don't bring your mother-in-law. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, we got a lot to talk about, and of course my computer is going slow. So Chinese scientists have cloned a genetically altered primate for the first time. Now I'm looking at these little pictures of these little baby monkeys, and they are so cute. They're so cute, little monkeys. But they say this time last year, the first primates cloned through a nucleus transfer technique made headlines around the world. I don't know if you guys remember that about a year ago. And then now Chinese researchers have pushed the envelope even further by breaking a new regulatory gene in macaques. Am I pronouncing that right? those monkeys, macaques, before cloning them. And they're very, very similar to human genomes. And according to researchers, they say cloning genetically altered primates has clear benefits for medical testing. However, there's a lot of controversy over the gene editing elements of humans. We don't want people making designer babies, making a whole nation of people based on how they look. And so we still have some issues with ethics. Now, in this new experiment, five infant macaques, I really hope I'm pronouncing that right, born at the Chinese Academy of Sciences Institute of Neuroscience in Shanghai, all share the exact same genes. They were derived from a fibroblast taken from the skin of a donor monkey. So fibroblasts make collagen, make a lot of the supportive structures, the supportive tissue. And after the experiment, they all have the same genes, and they carry a copy of one specific gene called BMAL1. Now, this was altered in the donor using that CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology. This CRISPR technology is like the biggest thing now in science. So the gene normally produces a regulatory protein that plays a role in managing certain biological rhythms in mammals. But in the altered version, this protein is not produced, leading animals to exhibit symptoms of like circadian disorders, having issues with sleep, maybe greater movement at night. They could also have more anxiety, more depression, sometimes schizophrenia. So they say a disorder of your circadian rhythm could lead to human diseases, even cancer. You know, we've talked about you guys doing night shifts. That could put you more at risk for diabetes, cancer, neurodegenerative diseases. So neuroscientist Huang Chung Cheng said our BMAL1 knockout monkeys could be now used to study the disease pathogenesis as well as therapeutic treatments. They say using genetically altered animals to study illness is almost par for the course in medical research today. They say scientists regularly switch genes off and on in mice, flies, fish, all the time, I guess. But the problem is we're creating clones. Having animals identical to each other scares us. Did anybody see Star Wars, The Clone Wars? I rest my case. However, in science, this is what's hard for me because I am a scientist. In order for me to get my medical degree, and yes, I do have an MD. I did get a medical degree. In order for me to get my medical degree, I had to take a crap load of science, and I had to do labs, and I had to write papers, and I had to do research. So I had to take Bio 1, then I did Biology 2, then I did Botany, I did Chemistry, I did Organic Chemistry 1 and 2, I did Biochem, I did Anatomy and Physiology, Comparative Anatomy, I did Evolution. So there were so many science classes I had to take. You basically, as long as you've done a science experiment, you become a scientist. And if you have multiple cells or multiple test subjects that are identical, you get to do do-overs. In science, having multiple cultures, you know, if you just have one petri dish, you're screwed. But if you have 100 petri dishes to work with, there's a lot more you could do. The problem is, as a human and an animal isn't a petri dish. And that's where the ethics comes in. So, cloning transgenic primates, okay, they call this transgenic model where you could trans and transplant genes and play around with the genes, has only been possible until recently. And so, China's Institute of Neuroscience reported the successful reproduction of two long-tailed macaques using somatic cell nucleus transfer. Now, remember Dolly the sheep back in 1995, and Dolly, I think, has died recently? This somatic cell nucleus transfer does allow this clone sort of technology. So the question is if we could do the science, then do we do it? Or just because we could do it, I mean, if you know how to do something, do you not do it? See, once you know how to do something, and the science is there, you can't stop science. Science is as strong as an evolutionary force. Humans are going to evolve. Bacteria are going to evolve. Viruses are going to evolve. Plants are going to evolve. You can't stop that force. So when man comes up with science, you could lock the study up. You could hide the science. You could throw it away. Well, you know, I heard, oh gosh, I don't know if my father-in-law said this or somebody said, a wise person said that what we did in the 1960s, we can't reproduce because the original plans are gone. Now, we've landed on the moon. We've been able to still do things in space. But the exact way we did it in the 1960s, and I don't really understand this unless I'm misinterpreting, but the exact plans of how that was done, we can't do anymore. Where we land on the moon and we walk on the moon, the exact way we did it in the 60s, we can't do now. Now, there's other ways we could do it, but something happened to those plans. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure they are somewhere, but, you know, for the most part, once something's out there, it's out there. So in this particular case, the team transferred 325 cloned embryos into 65 surrogate mommies. It made 16 pregnancies and 5 live births. So now we lost some babies, right? A little baby macaques. And, you know, that could be an issue. And so, you know, you don't want to think that, well, we have this technology. A embryo could die in the process, so we don't want to do it. But because we did it on animals, people are like, well, I guess it's okay. It's not okay. But, again, it's an animal model. And so this push to be able to do things on animals so we don't have to do them on humans, you know, we're not allowed to hurt humans. And that's why we have these animal rights groups saying, well, you're not allowed to hurt animals. And people say, well, why don't we just do cells? And then, well, you know, do cells feel? So it's this is pretty tricky stuff. Also tricky is Ebola. They say scientists have found deadly Ebola in a West African bat. Now, this is in Liberia. So this is the first time the virus has been found in a bat in West Africa. We do not want Ebola in a bat. We know they can live in bats, but because if the bat bites you, now it could spread Ebola. So you could be far away from an Ebola epicenter and now get bit by a bat. This is not good. Team of scientists working with the government of Liberia presented their findings in Monrovia, the Liberian capital. The discovery represents a major step forward in understanding where human Ebola cases come from. One of the biggest unanswered questions, of course, is, you know, well, where? Why is this Ebola just coming up out of the blue? Well, somebody getting bit by a bat. We don't know. Now, thus far, we don't know of any humans that have gotten bit by an Ebola-infected bat. But it does make you wonder, and remember, we had that 2014-2016 epidemic that killed 11,000 people in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. So if Liberia's was one of the biggest hits in the last epidemic, and they did find Ebola in a bat, then it makes you wonder if that's a source of potential spread. Okay? I hope I taught you guys something today. Don't forget to check out my book, Medical Spanish for the Healthcare Professional. Really makes your life easy if you work in a hospital, medical center, clinic. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.